Father God, we're so glad to be together this morning. So take all our singing and our praying and our thinking and help us be more like Jesus. We've heard from you this morning that he died for us. That makes us so happy, and we look forward to living forever with him. We pray in his name. Amen. Right, I brought something with me this morning. And I wonder if anyone knows what this is. It's a what? You live with me, you know what it is. Anyone know what this is? Anyone hear that? A tent. It's a tent. We bought this for the summer. It's a beach tent. And I'm going to break all kinds of health and safety rules and put this up and try not to kill myself in the process. This is exciting. Are you ready? Are you sure? You don't look ready. Okay. Oh, there we go. You're easy pleased. This is our beach tent. And it's got a door and everything. Of course, the zips are stuck because it's full of sand. That is stuck. Terrence, I was going to get you to come and stay in the tent this morning. But it's not going to happen for us. Yeah. Anyone else got one of these? Yeah, you do? They're great, aren't they? When you're in the water of the ocean and you're cold and you got to dry off, you get in the tent, don't you? We had Phoebe in the tent wrapped in about four towels after being in the sea for ages. Let me see if I can show you a tent or two. Am I working, Ian? There it is, something like that. Anyone else got a tent? Any old tent? Yeah? Anyone got more than one tent? Yeah, there's always that family. Gordon, how many tents do you own? Too many? Two. One for you and one for Susan. Tents are wonderful. You can get tents for all kinds of things. Now, look at these two. You can get a tent that's also a shower. So no more washing out of a bucket. You can get in a wee tent and have a wee time to yourself in the shower. Nicholas, you're not sure about that? Okay. But what you would definitely need is a toilet tent. Yeah, you get yourself one of these and a wee bucket. And you're laughing. Yeah. Do you know, I got lost on Amazon this week looking for these pictures. You can get a bucket with a proper seat on it and a wee handle on the side for your toilet roll. That's my kind of camping. If I'd have had that on Duke of Edinburgh. Yeah. So all kinds of tents. Sorry, sir. Give it a shove. So a lot of people love tents. A lot of people love camping. Maybe you're a family that goes camping a lot. Maybe this is the last thing you would want to do is live in a tent. But none of us could live in a tent forever, could we? What's the max amount of time in a tent, you think? A night? A week? 2 weeks? An hour? Yeah. So we slept in our garden during the lockdown, didn't we? We had to go in the tent. How was that, girls? I'm not telling you that you bailed out halfway through the night. Yeah. You can get big tents with rooms. Now, these are the job. Big bit in the middle and lots of little bedrooms off it. But we couldn't live in a tent all the time. And here's maybe the reason why. What's the reason why? What's the problem with tents? They get wet, and then they leak, don't they? Yeah? Couldn't live in a tent forever. They leak. Even in the sun, what's the problem in the sun? They get really warm, don't they? Really uncomfortably warm. So you couldn't live in a tent forever. In the Bible, then, Paul talks about you and me like tents, okay? Because they don't last forever. And if you as a mom or a dad, or maybe your grandparents, start to talk to you about getting older, they'll tell you that the old tent doesn't last forever. Paul says the tent is like our body. So this is us, all right? Your tent. You're not going to last forever. But then when Jesus came back from the dead, everything changed, because now we hear there's another body that will be perfect and that will last forever. And it's more like this. It's more like a palace with lots of rooms that will stand forever. I would say Buckingham Palace will last a long time, but even then, not forever. Our new bodies will last forever and ever and ever. Doesn't that sound big, forever and ever? Does that make your brain hurt? How long is that? But that's what Paul tells us. Let me show you what he said. I'll stop waffling. Here's what Paul said. He said, we know that when these bodies of ours are taken down like tents and folded away, they'll be replaced by resurrection bodies in heaven, God-made, not handmade, and we'll never have to move our tents again. Sometimes we can hardly wait to move, so we cry out in frustration. Compared to what's coming, living conditions here seem like a stopover in an unfurnished shack, and we're tired of it. We've been given a glimpse of the real thing, our true home, our resurrection bodies. The Spirit of God whets our appetite by giving us a taste of what's ahead. He puts a little of heaven in our hearts so that we'll never settle for less. Isn't that a lovely way of putting it? That these old things will eventually end up in the dump. In some ways, so will these old things. But the new body will last forever. A little of heaven in our hearts. Think about that next time you walk past a tent and your tent at the pull the pegs out.